The paradigmatic shortfalls of mainstream medicine. Whatever I may lament in the words which follow, it is my own lament. There is no medical advice intended or implied. The first thing that needs to be stipulated is that acute trauma emergency care in our modern mainstream hospitals is generally top-notch. The people who put back together all variety of accident victims are doing excellent work. I am sincerely grateful for their presence and expertise. As for the rest of the modern mainstream medical establishment, it's not for me. About 20 years ago, I noticed something. People, relatively young people I knew, were getting cancer and dying, some of them in their early 50s. Of course, there was nothing new there, just the fact that I suddenly noticed it, once it actually impinged on the periphery of my own life. And another horrifying fact became immediately clear, too. The treatment was often worse than the disease. The answer to the relentless scourge of cancer was immediately obvious to me. Prevention was the only reasonable answer. It was this conclusion which inevitably led me away from conventional medicine and into everything else. Health became an adventurous exploration. I honestly wanted to know exactly what was best for me. I am responsible for my own health. That is the basic foundation of my health. It makes no sense to take responsibility for one's own health only when health has already been compromised. By then, it's largely too late. The opportunity for prevention has obviously already passed. If I wish to be effective in my preventative strategies, I have to engage in a dialogue with my body, its innate and superb intelligence. I trust my immune system to function impeccably if it's consistently provided all that it needs. In order to know what those needs are, I've honed my intuition through relentless practice and a great deal of experimentation and trial and error. But it's really very simple. When symptoms arise, especially those mysterious ones with no discernible physical cause, I understand that some aspect of my lifestyle needs adjustment. I've learned over time that it's best to address symptoms as soon as they're detected, rather than waiting for them to get more serious before making lifestyle adjustments, ranging from nutritional tinkering to new meditation protocols. Modern doctoring, at best, ignores the conversation I may be having with my body's innate intelligence, and at worst, denies that such a conversation is even possible. The diagnose and drug-em paradigm can only rudely interrupt that conversation and further disrupt and corrupt the very language employed. Unpredictable side effects are like gibberish infecting the internal dialogue. As an adult, I'm nearly 49, I have never had a prescription or anything. As a child, I once had an 8-day course of penicillin for an ear infection and a prescription skin cream for severe dryness at the end of my 8 years of competitive swimming. That's my medical history, as far as modern medical history is concerned. Ah, Niels, you must have had very good genes then. Be that as it may, it is of very limited relevance. Decades ago, geneticists led the public to believe that genetics were a powerful determiner for physical expression, but that's not quite how it turned out. The newer science of epigenetics has since taught us that only 5% of our physical expression is predetermined. The other 95% is a result of our responses to our environmental conditions. Our choices in everyday life are what determine which specific proteins the genes are coded to produce, selecting from among as many as 20,000 coded proteins for a single gene. There is such a variety of expression. And that expression relies directly on the choices we make for dealing, or not, with every stressor in our environment, inside and out. From my vantage, drugs, surgery, and radiation look a lot like a box of hammers. In simply trying to respect my body and taking full responsibility for my own well-being, I have come to appreciate my health and clarity in a way that is immeasurably beyond merely being disease-free. In this internal conversation, I have come alive. My body tells me every day of new ways to become more alive. They're subtle, but cumulative. I have to invest my belief into something. I believe in the relationship between myself and my body's innate intelligence, above anything a pharmaceutically based paradigm can offer. With the products for sale in the modern medical marketplace, I am forced to ask repeatedly, but is that really the best we can do? How much effort and funding, honestly, really goes into research and education for preventative medicine? And then compare that to the money propping up drugs as the answer. My health relates very little to the convenience of market concerns. I believe in root causes, and those causes can be physical / chemical, emotional, spiritual, or other, or any combination of those. Pharmaceutical use is based primarily upon statistics and typically ignores or circumvents root causes. Here, let's try you out on this, says the doctor, scribbling in his prescription pad. We've had the most success with this brand in treating your condition. But if it doesn't work for you, or the side effects are intolerable, there's still plenty of other brands we can try. From a health perspective, I find that particular conversation rather absurd. I so much prefer being proactive with my health. Some say I'm just lucky, but honestly, I've never understood the science of luck. Please enlighten me. And for your amusement, there's a link to a YouTube video of John Oliver has a bit of a go at Big Pharma.